Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Today we look at a Cape Cod musical group called the Solstice Singers, which performs primarily medieval and Renaissance songs, complemented by drama, dance, poetry, and period costumes. I dropped by the Woods Hole Community Hall recently to listen in as the group rehearsed for its Seaside Solstice concerts. The Solstice Singers was founded in 1992 by the late Pat Brown. Its current director is Laurie Loftfield DeBauer, who spent years as Minister of Music at a church in Falmouth and was Dean of Arts and Humanities at Cape Cod Community College.
I am, by scholarly training, a French medieval women's scholar. I am a musician. Our family sang in the car long before seatbelts. My parents crossed the country with 10 children in a VW bus, and we were controlled by singing camp songs and American songs, you know, anything from my grandfather's clock to My Darling Clementine.
So it's in your blood.
It is in my blood.
DeBauer says members of the Solstice Singers come from many walks of life and share a love of ancient music and a desire to keep it alive for audiences on Cape Cod and beyond.
This takes us back to a time when all light was candlelight or lamplight. And if you were going to have music, you made it yourself or you listened to it being made. We don't know exactly what it sounded like in the Middle Ages when it was performed.
The group and its performances are modeled to some degree on other regional ensembles performing similar types of music.
Boston has an early music festival, and Cambridge has its revels every year, and that's something of an inspiration for this group. I mean, it's the same kind of music they do. It's a different kind of show because we build it here based on who we have performing.
The group consists of 13 to 18 adult singers and anywhere from 3 to 11 children. DeBauer says much of the group's music dates from centuries ago, but not all of it.
There's current music like the Carol of the Bells. And then there's music that's 15th and 16th century. Nobody wants it to be too religious, but basically all of the music from that time sounds religious, whether it's religious or not, because it's madrigals and motets. And madrigal is profane and motet is sacred. So it's the same music with just different texts.
The musical ensemble Passacaglia often accompanies the Solstice Singers, performing on period instruments like viola da gamba, recorder, and lute. DeBauer says Renaissance music has a unique and universal appeal, which resonates with particular clarity during the holiday season. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Woods Hole. Happy holidays.